Once again, welcome to Bhakti Sanghachappa conference call. We are very fortunate to have His Grace Adhikatha Prabhuji on the call today. Prabhuji will be enlightening us on Srimad Bhagavatam 4.24.22 and 23 verses. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances to all of you. Thank you very much. My sincere gratitude. Hare Krishna. My sincere gratitude to Shyama Gauri Mataji for giving me this opportunity. And my gratitude to all of you for joining. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We will get started. Let us chant Mangala Charan together first. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajata, Sahagana Ravitam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshakarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiti Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha నంద గోప కుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. నమో పంకజ నాభాయ, నమో పంకజ మాలినే, నమో పంకజ నేత్రాయ, నమస్తే పంకజాంగ్రయే. వాసుదేవ పరావేద, వాసుదేవ పరామఖ, వాసుదేవ పరాయుగో, వాసుదేవ పరక్రియ, వాసుదేవ పరం జ్ఞానం, వాసుదేవ పరం తప, వాసుదేవ పరో ధర్మో, వాసుదేవ పరాగతి. ఆరాధ్య భగవాన్ వ్రజేశతనయస్తద్ధామ వృందావనం, రమ్యా కాచిదుపాసనా వ్రజవధూ వర్గేణయా కల్పితా. శ్రీమద్భాగవతం ప్రమాణమమలం ప్రేమ పుమరతో మహా, శ్రీచైతన్య మహాప్రభోర్మతమిదం తత్రాదరా నాపర. హరే కృష్ణ. యూ విల్ బి రీడింగ్ టూ వర్సెస్ టుడే. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 24 వర్సెస్ 22 and 23. సో వర్స్ నంబర్ 22, మత్త భ్రమర సౌశ్వర్యహిష్ట రోమలతాంగ్రిపం పద్మకోశరజోదిక్షు విక్షిప పవనోత్సవం. మత్త మ్యాడ్, భ్రమర బంబుల్ బీస్, సౌశ్వర్య విత్ గ్రేట్ హమింగ్, హృష్ట జాయ్ఫుల్లి, రోమ హెయిర్ ఆన్ ద బాడీ, లత క్రీపర్స్, అంగ్రిపం ట్రీస్, పద్మ లోటస్ ఫ్లవర్, కోశ వర్ల్, రజ సాఫ్రన్, దిక్షు ఇన్ ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్, విక్షిపత్ ఫ్లోయింగ్ అవే, పవన ఎయిర్, ఉత్సవం ఫెస్టివల్. హరే కృష్ణ. So before we go to the translation, just a very quick recap. We are reading about the sons of Prachinibarhi, the Prachetas. Following the orders of their father, they have come to find a suitable place where, before becoming progenitors, before producing children, before becoming Prajapatis, they want to purify themselves by doing bhajan, by doing tapasya. They are trying to find a suitable place and they have come to this particular place. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading the description of this place. So translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. There were various trees and creepers on all sides of the lake. And there were mad bumblebees humming all about them. The trees appeared to be very jolly due to the sweet humming of the bumblebees. And the saffron, which was contained in the lotus flowers, was being thrown into the air. These all created such an atmosphere that it appeared as though a festival were taking place there. Purport. Trees and creepers are also different types of living beings. When bumblebees come upon trees and creepers to collect honey, certainly such plants become very happy. On such an occasion, the wind also takes advantage of the situation by throwing pollen or saffron contained in the lotus flowers. All this combines with the sweet vibration created by the swans and the calm of the water. The Prachetas considered such a place to be like a continuous festival. From this description, it appears that the Prachetas reached Shivalok, which is supposed to be situated near the Himalaya mountains. Hare Krishna. So we will discuss as we go. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Prema Abhyadivya Chavi Sundaraya తస్మై మహాప్రేమరస ప్రదాయ चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते, चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते, श्री चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। वैराग्य विद्या निज भक्ति योगा शिक्षार्थमेका पुरुष पुराणा, श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपां बुधिर्यस्तमहं प्रपद्ये। जयति जयति देवा कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्रो, जयति जयति कीर्तिस्तस्य नित्य पवित्रा, जयति जयति भृत्यस्तस्य विश्वेशमूर्ते, जयति जयति नृत्य तस्य सर्वप्रियानां। कनकमुकुरकान्तिं चारुवक्त्रारविन्दम्, मधुर मधुर हास्यं पक्वबिम्बाधरुष्टं, सुवलित ललितांगं कंबुकंठं नटेन्द्रं, त्रिभुवन कमनीयं गौरचंद्रं प्रपद्ये, त्रिभुवन कमनीयं गौरचंद्रं प्रपद्ये, त्रिभुवन कमनीयं गौरचंद्रं प्रपद्ये। हरे कृष्ण। So many important lessons, my dear friends, from this verse. The Prachetas want to find a suitable place where they can all harmoniously sit together and do bhajan. So they are trying to find a suitable place. They are not just going to any place. This is very instructive for all of us, my dear friends. By Krishna's mercy, we have got a house. We all have home. We are not homeless. By Krishna's mercy, we are not homeless. We have got a house. I am sitting in this house, Krishna given house, and trying to serve all of you by speaking Harikatha today. So like that, we all have a place to live. So we must not use the house just for sense gratification. Within the house, we must have a nice place where we can sit peacefully and chant minimum 16 rounds attentively every day. We must have a place in the house which is exclusively meant for bhajan. We must have a place in the house where exclusive Shri Vigraha Seva, deity worship takes place. We must have deities of Gaur Nitai in our home. We must have Prabhupada, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Radha Krishna, Shaligram Shila. We must have. We must worship. And there should be a proper place. We should not use the entire house for our sense gratification. Oh, we have a TV room, we have home theater, we have a game room, entertainment room, bar, we have a place to receive guests, living room, this, that, big bedroom, big closet, big bathroom. Everything sense gratification. But where is the room for bhajan? Where is the room for deity worship? So we must have a specific place in Krishna given house where we sit and do bhajan. It is very important. The Prachetas are teaching us. Bhajan can be done anywhere, but we are conditioned souls. Therefore, we need proper environment to do bhajan. And if we take care of the externals, then taking care of the internals becomes less difficult. For example, we can chant anywhere, but if there is a TV going on and the family members are watching Bollywood and Hollywood and news channel loudly, all that disturbance is going on, it is naturally difficult to focus on bhajan, difficult to chant. So if we have a quiet place where we can sit and do bhajan nicely, that is very good. So the Prachetas are teaching us. Another thing we can learn here is just see what the Prachetas are attracted to. They are attracted to a beautiful lake filled with clear water. There are beautiful lotuses. There are swans who are swimming. The water is still. There are bumblebees which are drinking honey. A soothing wind is blowing. And the pollen is also getting dispersed. And the pollen is very fragrant because it is coming from inside the flowers. So sweet fragrance is being spread, sweet aroma is being spread, fragrance is being spread by the wind. Overall, the atmosphere is very pleasing, very conducive to do bhajan. This is mode of goodness, my dear friends. Bhajan can be performed very nicely in the mode of goodness. There are three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And we can experience these modes every day in our life. Too much sleep, laziness, postponing things, I will do later, I will chant my rounds later. This is mode of ignorance. Excessive sleep, procrastination, laziness is mode of ignorance. Mode of passion means just looking at the bank app to see how much money I have, making plans, how can I make more money, meditating on our funds, meditating on our bank balance. Ah, good, 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 this has grown this much. Now I'm going to file my taxes. I will get so much money. Okay, if I get so many thousand rupees, what can I do? Should I go? Skiing season is still on. Should I go to Colorado for skiing? Or should I go to Orlando where it is nice and warm and enjoy in Disney World? How can I spend this money? I'm not going to give any donation for God Purnima. Instead, let me use this money for a nice vacation. After all, I have children. They also have their needs and I have to fulfill. This is mode of passion. How can I earn more money? How can I enjoy more? How can I avoid suffering? How can I enjoy more? This is typical mode of passion. And mode of goodness is, Krishna has given these tax returns. Krishna has given me this annual bonus. Everything belongs to Krishna. I must give a significant amount for the service of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. This tendency to come closer to God is mode of goodness. And to dovetail this mode of goodness, Sattvagun, in the service of Krishna is Shuddha Sattva. It's mode of pure goodness. It is transcendental. It is beyond goodness also. Just giving charity, feeding food to homeless people, or giving a blanket or jackets to homeless people who are suffering in this cold, that is mode of goodness. Without expecting anything in return, without expecting any prestige, glorification, just quietly going and giving some charity to the less fortunate people, to uplift them, help them, reduce their pain and suffering, mode of goodness. But to do charity, to do good to others with Krishna as the focus, is Shuddha Sattva. It is beyond Sattva Guna. So you can see, we can see in this verse, the prachetas are naturally attracted to mode of goodness. A person in the mode of passion will get attracted to place where there is more money. I have a doctor friend and he's always thinking how to make money. He always comes to me and he says, "Arey yaar, abhay kuch patients bhej, refer some patients to me." He's a nephrologist, kidney doctor. So we use another group of nephrologists for our patients. But he always comes to me. Whenever he sees me, he catches me. "You are not sending me patients. You know, I want to grow my practice. Would you like to join my practice? I need an internal medicine doctor also in my practice. Come, I will pay you more. I'll give you a bonus. We'll see so many patients. We'll cover so many hospitals. We'll make this much money." He's always thinking of growing money. And he was telling me that he gets his rasa, he gets his juice by making more money. He said, "When I see my wealth grow, my practice expand, I'm hiring more doctors, I'm opening more dialysis clinics, I get ecstasy. I get anand." He thinks it is anand. He gets pleasure. He said, if I am not growing, I feel depressed. So to feel happy, I have to grow. I have to make. This is typical mode of passion. How I can enjoy. He will always discuss the most expensive, exotic vacations. "Sorry, you have not gone to Turkey. Go, go, go. I will tell you this hotel, this resort, the beautiful beach, Mediterranean beach, this, that. Go to Italy, go to Australia, New Zealand, go here, go there." Always he's talking to everybody in the physician lounge, "I over here." All this, you know, sense gratification. That is mode of passion. So such a person is attracted to where there is opportunity to make more money. A person feels very attracted to Las Vegas because there are so many facility to enjoy our senses, but it is dharma viruddha. That type of enjoyment is against the principles of dharma. So people in the mode of passion, people who want to drink and just intoxicate and boom, collapse under the influence of alcohol, boom, just wake up next day morning vomiting with headache, hangover, mode of ignorance. So patients of material disease. So people in the mode of passion and ignorance, they feel attracted to Las Vegas. Just yesterday I was taking care of how old was she? She was 69 or 70 years old, born in 1950. I admitted her because she's got a blood clot in her lungs. It's called pulmonary embolism. So I was asking her, how did you get this blood clot? You are not that unhealthy. I'm a geriatric hospitalist. So for me, 69, 70 is young because my patients start at the age of 60 and goes to 100. So 70, 69, 70 is rather young as far as my patient population is concerned. So I told her, you are one of my healthy patients. How did you get a blood clot? I'm trying to figure out. So most commonly blood clots happen when you sit in one place and you are not moving around. The blood stagnates in the legs, and when blood is not freely flowing, it is stagnant, it has a tendency to clot. The blood clots, and then with the flow of the blood clots from the legs, they come to the heart, from the heart, they go to the lungs. And there they get stuck. They cannot cross beyond the lungs. And then it causes shortness of breath because oxygen cannot mix with the blood in the lungs as we breathe. So there is strain on the right side of the heart. There is low oxygen level. The patient starts feeling short of breath. Sometimes there is chest pain. Sometimes lungs also can undergo damage because of those large blood clots. So it's a dangerous condition, having a blood clot in the lungs. So I was asking her history when I was admitting her, that how did you get a blood clot? I'm trying to figure out. So I asked her the common questions. Did you have surgery recently? Were you immobilized? Or did you sit in a place for a long time without moving? She said, oh yeah, doc. I went to Montgomery, Alabama. So I said, from Atlanta, you went to Montgomery on Saturday, just few days ago. So today's Sunday, na? She went previous Saturday. A week ago, she went to Montgomery for the weekend. So I said, oh, you went there to spend time in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, with some family, friends. Why did you go there? She went by a bus. It was a three and a half hour journey from Atlanta. So she said, no. I had gone there because the closest casino from Atlanta is in Montgomery, Alabama. So I said, at the age of 70, why did you go to a casino? You know, as a doctor, sometimes I have authority. So I can talk to them like that. So I said, why? You went to a casino at this age. This is your age to go to church, pray to Jesus Christ. Why are you going to this casino? So she said, oh, actually, just, a month ago, my husband died. You took care of my husband, Dr. Deshmukh. You remember my husband? He had lung cancer. He was a smoker, and then you put him in hospice. So he died 1 month ago. And I was feeling really depressed. I didn't know what to do. We were married for 50 years. And I was really depressed. And my friends and family told me that the only way to come out of depression is you just go and enjoy. Just go and enjoy. You go to a casino. Just, you'll feel good. Because when you gamble in the casino, it makes you very happy. It makes you very happy. It makes you so happy that people become addicted to that happiness. They cannot give up gambling. So go and gamble. Now, this lady is not that rich. That's why she went by bus. She doesn't even have a car. So 3 hours she was sitting in a bus to go to a casino. And she got a blood clot in her legs because of immobilization. And now she ended up in the hospital. Just see. So much we struggle to get some enjoyment in this material world, and how we suffer because of that. So I did what Jayapataka Maharaj taught me. Nitai, nitai, nimai, nimai. My neurological test. Hari, hari, hari. Praying for her that at least, she will get some Sukrati and devotee association and her spiritual life will begin. So I feel very sad. So this is typical mode of passion, mode of ignorance. You want to just intoxicate in the casino and drown your sorrows. This is perverted reflection of what is happening in the spiritual world. So prachetas are naturally attracted to mode of goodness. Just see, the place they are choosing is such a sattvic place, such a place in the mode of goodness. So based on our modes, we get attracted. Even friends, we get attracted based on our association with the modes of nature. We feel attracted to certain types of people, and we don't feel attracted to certain types of people. And similarly, in spiritual life, in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, also, my dear friends, we feel attracted to certain devotees based on our spiritual inclinations. A person who is serious about bhajan, a person who is serious about Krishna consciousness, will make friendship with somebody who is bhajan intense, who is bhajan anukul, whose bhajan is intense, whose devotional practice is intense. We naturally feel attracted to such a person. A person who is happy-go-lucky devotee wants to enjoy also one foot in sense enjoyment, one foot in Krishna consciousness, Sunday devotee. Friday evening, which restaurant are we going? Come on, let's enjoy. Saturday, football game, basketball game. Sunday feast, yes. Hare Krishna. So this is not first-class behavior. It is good. It is good that you are chanting. It is good that you are coming for Sunday feast. But someone who is bhajan intense will think, okay, Friday, which satsang I can go to? Saturday, which satsang I can go to? Sunday, how can I go to the temple? And also Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday also. Which lecture should I hear now from ISKCON Desiree, from YouTube? I want to hear this lecture. This is the thinking of a person who is serious about Krishna consciousness. And such a person will get attracted to a devotee of that consciousness. A person who is happy-go-lucky will get attracted to devotees who are happy-go-lucky. Like that. So, prachetas are teaching us that how we should be in the mode of Shuddha Sattva. They were just not going there in that place to meditate on the void. They are going there to do Hari Bhajan. So they are in the mode of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. Then we go to the next verse, verse number 23, my dear friends.
Tatra Gandharvam Akarnya Divya Marga Manoharam Visismyu Rajaputraste Mridanga Panavad Anu. Tatra, there, Gandharvam, musical sounds, Akarnya, hearing, Divya, heavenly, Marga, symmetrical, Manaharam, very beautiful, Visismyuhu, they became amazed. Rajaputraha, all the sons of King Barhishat, Te, all of them, Mridanga, drums, Panava, kettle drums, Adi, all together, Anu, always. Translation. The sons of the king became very much amazed when they heard vibrations from various drums and kettle drums, along with other orderly musical sounds pleasing to the ear. Mridanga word is used here. Very beautiful. And Vismihu. So this Vismita word is very interesting. Smita means smile. And Vismita means amazed. Prabhupada translates amazed. So amazed means sometimes we are watching something and we are smiling. And if something is very wonderful, very, very amazing, then suddenly our jaws drop and we are looking with great amazement. Oh, what a feat. So what has happened is, initially we were smiling and watching, and then suddenly we become amazed. That smile is gone. So smita means smile. Vismita means that smile is gone in amazement. Our jaws drop. That is vismita. Very beautiful word. And there is one more word I wanted to talk about in the previous verse. The trees are called as angripam. Angripam means living entities that drink through their feet. Sakalendriya, that verse is there in Brahma Samhita, where Krishna is Angani Sakalendriya. that Krishna can do the function of one indriya with the other indriya. Like Krishna can eat with his eyes. Krishna can speak with his ears. Which means Krishna's body is not ordinary body. Yo vetti bhautikam deham krishnasya parmatmanah sa sarvasmad bahishkarya shruti smriti vidhanatah mukham kasya vilokyapi sachelam snanam acharya. Yo vetti bhautikam deham, one who considers krishnasya parmatmanah, one who considers Krishna who is Paramatma, one who considers Krishna's deha, Krishna's Shri Vigraha, Krishna's body, Shri Anga, Krishna's beautiful transcendental body to be bhautikam deham, to be material, made of material, mundane body. Yo vetti, vetti means to know, one who knows, yo vetti bhautikam deham, just ordinary mundane body, krishnasya parmatmanah, sa sarvasmad bahishkarya shruti smriti vidhanata. Such a rascal person should be driven out of all the Vedic rituals of shruti, smriti, all puja, everything from all the holy procedures and vidhis, such a person should be driven out, rascal person. He is considering Krishna's body to be ordinary. Not only that, mukham tasya vilokyapi sachelam snanam acharya. If you happen to see the face of such a person, you should immediately take a bath. Such a person is so horrible. So Krishna's body is divya, is chinmaya. Therefore, Krishna can do all the functions with all his indriyas, unlike us. So one more question, how this is possible? How can somebody eat with the ears? How can Krishna eat with his eyes? To satisfy, there is a mundane materialistic example. Even in our day-to-day world, just look around. You see trees. Trees are eating. They are eating nutrients from the earth. They are drinking water from the earth. But they don't have a mouth. They are doing it through their feet. Angri means feet. Angripam means living entities who drink and eat through their feet. So even trees are drinking through their feet, through their roots. So why can't Krishna do that? So that was very, very sweet. This is the beauty of Sanskrit language. I don't know Sanskrit, but Prabhupada has very mercifully given us word to word, so it becomes very interesting. So we'll go to purport of verse number 24. Verse number 23. Purport of verse number 23. Srila Prabhupada. In addition to the various flowers and living entities about the lake, there were also many musical vibrations. The void of the impersonalists, which has no variegatedness, is not at all pleasing compared with such a scene. Actually, one has to attain the perfection of Satchid Ananda, eternity, bliss and knowledge. Because the impersonalists deny these varieties of creation, they cannot actually enjoy transcendental bliss. The place where the Prachetas arrived was the abode of Lord Shiva. So here it is revealed by Prabhupada that actually the Prachetas had come to the abode of Shankar Bhagwan. Impersonalists are generally worshippers of Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva is never without variety in his abode. Thus, wherever one goes, whether to the planet of Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, or Lord Brahma, there is variety to be enjoyed by persons full in knowledge and bliss. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that these three are very great personalities. Lord Vishnu is supreme personality of Godhead, and Brahma and Shiva are incarnations of Krishna, guna avatars. There are Leela avatars, there are Yuga avatars, there are Manvantara avatars, there are Purusha avatars, and there are guna avatars. So many incarnations are there of avatari Krishna. So Shiva and Brahma's abodes are also very beautiful. Just see the description of the abode of Lord Shiva. Beautiful lakes, beautiful swans, paramhamsas, beautiful bumblebees who are intoxicated by drinking nectar from the lotuses. Nice soothing wind is blowing. Very, very bhajan anukul, very favorable for devotional service. The abode of Lord Shiva. And there the Prachetas have come now. And we will end it here. The future speakers will describe the meeting, the great meeting between the Prachetas and Shankar Bhagwan, and how Shankar Bhagwan instructs, and how by following the instructions of Shankar Bhagwan, the Prachetas attain Krishna. So very, very beautiful. So there are just, because these verses describe the glories of Lord Shiva, we would like to discuss a little bit about Lord Shiva, especially because we are approaching Gaur Purnima. We are approaching Gaur Purnima. We celebrated Advaita Saptami, Advaita Acharya Appearance Day on Saptami. Then we celebrated on the 13th day Nityananda Trayodashi. And now, on the very soon in the future, on the Purnima day, we are going to celebrate Gaur Purnima. So Gaur Lila is what we are reading, and therefore we will speak a little bit about the glories of Lord Shiva, because there is abundant mention of Shankar Bhagwan in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just now we are going to read how Prachetas got benefited from association of Shankar Bhagwan. So Shivji is very, very dear to Krishna. In fact, our scriptures say, Hari Hara, there is a deity of Shankar Bhagwan and Lord Vishnu combined, called Hari Hara. So it is said in our scriptures that actually Shankar Bhagwan is Sakshat Krishna. He is non-different from Krishna. Non-different from Krishna. There is that verse from Brahma Samhita where the relationship is described between Shankar Bhagwan and Krishna. Kshiram yatha dadi vikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahi tatha pritagasti heto yaha shambhutam api tatha samupayati karya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I will read the translation. Milk changes into yogurt. Shiram yatha dadi. Shiram is milk. Dada, yatha means just like. Dadi is yogurt, dahi. Milk changes into yogurt when mixed with a yogurt culture. But actually yogurt is constitutionally nothing but milk. Similarly, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes the form of Lord Shiva for the special purpose of material transactions. I offer my obeisances at Lord Govinda's lotus feet. So this is the Shiva Tattva. He is a manifestation of Krishna. Nimnaganam yatha ganda devanam achyuto yatha vaishnavanam yatha shambhu purananam idam tatha. But although he is a manifestation of Krishna, he is a guna avatar of Krishna, he is in the mood of a Vaishnava, a devotee. Just like Shankarsan, just like Balram, he is also in the mood of devotee. But Shivji is not an ordinary person. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ananta Brahmande Rudra Sadashiveshwar Amsha Gunavatara Tenho Sarva Deva Avatamsha. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita 6. Adi Lila 6.79. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Rudra, who is expansion of Sadashiv and who appears in unlimited universes, is also a Guna Avatar. You see, Shankar Bhagwan is Guna Avatar of Krishna. Incarnation and is the ornament of all the demigods of the endless universes. Tenho karena Krishnera Dasya Pratyasha Nirantara Kahe Shiva Mui Krishna Dasa. That Shivji is constantly saying, I am Krishna Das, I am Krishna Das, I am servant of Krishna. This is the mood of Shivji. So when we say that Shankar Bhagwan is non-different from Krishna, he is Sakshat Krishna, we are saying it in the same mood as we consider the Guru to be Sakshat Hari. Sakshat Hari Tvena Samasta Shastre. Guru is Sakshat Hari. So why Shankar Bhagwan cannot be Sakshadhari? Because Shankar Bhagwan is also Guru. He is also Guru. In fact, he is one of the founding Acharyas of the one of the four Vaishnu Sampradaya, the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. He is the founding Acharya. So because he is very dear to Krishna, Kintu Prabhurya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. So Guru is non-different from Krishna because they are one in their determination. Krishna says, I am God, and Guru says, Krishna is God. So they are saying the same thing. So because they are united in purpose, Krishna wants to deliver the whole world, Guru also wants to deliver the whole world. So in that sense, they are one. And they are one, they are not different, because the Guru is very dear to Krishna. Similarly, Shankar Bhagwan, Shivaji is very, very dear to Krishna. Therefore, they are considered non-different. In fact, there is a story in Vishnu Dharmottara that there was once a devotee of Krishna. His name was Vishwaksena. This Vishwaksena was very, very devoted to Krishna, and he had taken a vow that he will worship Krishna ananya bhak, that he will be ananya devotee of Krishna. Ananyas chintayanto mam ye jana parupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyam. This ananya bhakti is very dear to Krishna. So Vishwaksena took a vow that I will serve Krishna with one-pointed exclusive ananya bhakti. And he was a sadhu, he was a traveling sadhu. And while traveling, he came to a particular kingdom where the king's son, he was a devotee of, they were all devotees of Shivji. They were all devotees of Lord Shiva. And one day this prince, he used to carry a Shivlingam with him. And he used to worship that Shivling every day. But one day, he was not feeling well, he was very sick. And he was in the forest, and that day he had not worshipped the Shivlingam. And then he saw this Brahman, Vishwaksena, coming, traveling. He thought, oh, nice Brahman. I found, I can ask him to worship my Shivlingam for today, because I'm not feeling well. So he told Vishwaksena, oh Brahman, here is a Shivlingam. Please worship. I will bring you some bale leaves, some Gangajal. You please worship, because today I cannot worship. I was trying to find some suitable Brahman who could do the service today, so please do. So Vishwaksena, he bowed down to the Shivlingam, because a genuine devotee of Krishna never disrespects the Devatas, especially not Shankar Bhagwan, who is Vaishnavana Medha Shambhu, who is the topmost devotee. So Vishwaksena offered his obeisances to Shivlingam, but at the same time he had taken his vow. So he told the son of the king that, I am sorry, but I am a Vishnu Bhakta. And therefore, I have taken a vow to only worship Krishna with Krishna mantra. And therefore, I cannot do worship of Shiva. So this prince immediately pulled out his sword. And he said, how dare you disobey me? I am the prince of this kingdom. Immediately worship Lord Shiva, otherwise I will chop off your head. He became very angry at Vishwaksena. Vishwaksena was a peace-loving Vaishnava. He said, okay, don't get angry. I will worship the Shivlingam. So he very respectfully takes the Shivlingam, and he takes some Gangajal, and he looks at the Shivlingam with great love. And he starts thinking about the glories of Shankar Bhagwan. That Shivji is so exalted a Vaishnava. He is so great. He is doing the most confidential service for Krishna. The service of destroying the ignorance of those who are predominantly in the mode of ignorance. We talked about the three modes of material nature. So these Bhut Gana, who are associates of Shankar Bhagwan, Vishwaksena is thinking, how do they become Bhut? Many of them are so sinful that they don't even deserve to get a body to try to fulfill their desires. Some of them are so sinful they have committed suicide. So they have killed the body given to them by Mother Nature before the due expiry date, before the time of their natural death. They have broken the laws of nature. So until it is time for them to find a suitable body, they have to live in a subtle body. ghost body, where the mind is active, full of desires, but there is no facility to fulfill those desires because there is no gross body. So it's a very pathetic situation. I once had a patient, very, very unfortunate. He had a very peculiar type of stroke where he lost power in all his four limbs. Practically, he was a quadriplegic. Couldn't move his hands and legs. But it was a very rare type of stroke where the motor function, which means the power to move the limbs, was lost, but the sensory function was not lost, which means he still had sensations. Now imagine the plight of this poor patient. He is paralyzed below the neck. He cannot move. But many times what happens is you lose the power to move and you lose the sensations also. So that at least there is no pain in that limb. But now, all his four limbs are paralyzed, he cannot move them, but his sensations all over his body are well preserved. He still has sensations, which means if he gets itching, he can feel the itch, but he cannot scratch. If a mosquito sits on him and stings him, he can feel the pain, but he cannot even move his leg away. He cannot even swat the mosquito. If he's lying in bed and he's in an uncomfortable position, he wants to turn or move. He cannot move. He can feel, experience pain, but he cannot do anything about it. All he has to do is just lay down there and suffer. My dear friends, whenever I think of this patient, I feel so heartbroken. I personally took care of him several times. And it was so heartbreaking. We should be so grateful that our hands are working, our legs are working, our body is functioning fine. We may have some health problems, but still we are able to function. At least we are not bedridden like this poor gentleman. And he had a very wonderful, loving wife. And his wife had to work to provide money for the family now, because the husband, after stroke, he could not earn money. So the wife had to take up a job, and she used to work for 8 hours, and then she used to come back. And this husband is all alone at home, paralyzed, not able to move, not able to do anything. 8 hours he's alone. They could not even afford a aid, because you have to pay for it, and insurance wouldn't cover. Only option was to put him, if he wants 24-hour supervision, only option was to put him in a nursing home. But of course, the patient didn't want to go to nursing home, and the wife also didn't want to put him in a nursing home. She wanted to care for him. So 5 days a week, she used to work and rush home. And she used to come home by 5:30. And she was telling me that even if it is 5:35, I'm 5 minutes late, he would raise his eyebrows like this. He would raise his eyebrows. Because that is the only way he could express his anger. And the stroke was such that he had even lost his ability to speak. The speech center in his brain also was destroyed by the stroke. Very, very unfortunate. So he could not even express himself, could not speak. My dear friends, we are so fortunate that our power of speech is preserved. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And still we are lazy to chant 16 rounds. And when we finish 16 rounds, we feel, I am done. I don't want to chant anymore. Hare Krishna. Just see how ungrateful we are. How ungrateful we are. If we ever stop at 16 round, we should slap ourselves. We should slap ourselves. If we are not chanting attentively, sitting in one position, chanting attentively, chanting exclusively, we should slap ourselves. What is this nonsense? We are not doing exclusive bhajan. We must be reading the scriptures. We must be talking about Krishna. We must be chanting Krishna Naam. We must be associating with devotees. As long as our faculties are working, we should make the most of it, my dear friends. Stroke can strike at any minute. Stroke can strike us at any minute. Accident can happen at any minute. Cancer can manifest in our body at any minute. Right now, as we are talking and listening, cancer could be brewing in our body. Who knows? We don't know when our time will be up. This is a golden opportunity, my dear friends. We have got healthy bodies, human bodies, and we are connected with the bona fide Vaishnav Sampradaya. We are connected to Prabhupada. Let's make the most of it. Let's try to chant maximum rounds. Why 16? Why 32? Why 48? We should keep chanting more and more and more and more. Prabhupada originally wanted us to chant 64 rounds. It is there in Leelamrita. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur wants us to chant 64 rounds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to chant 64 rounds. It's there in Chaitanya Bhagavata. We know all these things, but still we don't do. Vaktum samarto pina vakti kasche daho jananam abhitaya vasnam jivhepi basva mritameta deva govinda damo dharamadaveti. Pilomangal Thakur is crying. We have the ability to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, but still we don't do it. We are such rascals. Such rascals. And we want to go back to Godhead. And we say, I will hold Prabhupada's dhoti and enter through the back door. Prabhupada has the key to the back door. And the Prabhu would say, why you want to go through the back door? You should make Prabhupada so proud that Prabhupada should open the front gate of Golok Vrindavan and introduce you to Radharani. Such a nice devotee. He struggled so much in the spiritual, in the material world. He did so much service. Please accept him. Why should we be such rascals that we think we'll hold Prabhupada's dhoti and enter Kopche mein se through the back door? It is such a degraded mentality to think like that and to quote that. Prabhupada said, okay, even if you are 25% purified, I'll take you back. Why? Why we should have this attitude? Why can't we strive and struggle and toil and work hard to make Prabhupada's chest swell with pride? This is my institution, Radharani. This is my ISKCON that on your behalf I established. See the devotees, how sincere they are. They are all chanting more than 64 rounds. They are not wasting time. They are reading Bhagavatam. They are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. They read Bhagavad Gita. They are preaching with compassion, not egoistically. We must become purified. We must go the extra mile. There are no shortcuts in spiritual life. It is such a horrible thing to think that I will get a shortcut and I will just go through the back entry. This is a sick attitude. We should never think like this. It's okay, I will take more births in this material world. But Krishna, I want to love you. I want to serve you. Please purify me. I will chant incessantly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will not waste time. I will do Vaishnava Seva. I will study Bhagavatam. I will worship Tulsi Maharani. I will worship you in the form of your Shri Vigraha. I will associate with devotees. I will do Nam Sankirtan. I will take every opportunity to purify myself. And yes, I will do my material duties also. We have to be bhajan intense and we should make friendship in ISKCON with devotees who are like-minded. With devotees who are bhajan intense. We should give our hearts to such devotees. Identify, look around. See which devotees are wasting time, which devotees are not wasting time. Make friendship with devotees who are bhajan intense, who don't gossip, who don't waste their time, who inspire you. Create a circle of friends, protective circle of friends around you like that. That is the only way to perfection. Otherwise, you will just become cold. You will become cold. If you put a piece of iron in the freezer, it will become cold, frosty, and it will act just like ice, cold, thanda. But we don't want to become cold, we don't want to dry, we don't want to forget bhakti. If we want to have the heat of Krishna consciousness, if we want to be fired up devotees, we have to associate with the fire of devotees who have that burning fire in their hearts. Day before yesterday, I heard a lecture, and this is the fourth time in 48 hours I'm quoting this lecture. What to do? What to do? This lecture is worth hearing again and again and again and again. It is a lecture of Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, my Shiksha Guru, from Bombay, Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. I love Anand Vrindavan Prabhu so much. He appears like a fool in Radha Gopinath Temple Hall when he's asking questions. He is the only person, when he asks questions, everybody is laughing. Devotees laugh. But Anand Vrindavan Prabhu appears like a transcendental fool in front of everybody, asking the same question in different ways again and again for the last 30 years. But the glory of this personality is, he is very bhajan intense. He is very, very focused in Krishna consciousness. One time his spiritual master, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, said, "I was not feeling well, I was feeling very tired, and I wanted to end the class early. But this one devotee was sitting with such ekagrata, such one-pointed attentiveness. He was absorbing and soaking each word I was speaking. He was looking at me like a chatak bird drinking the raindrops. He was sitting with such eagerness to hear Harikatha that this one devotee made me continue speaking for 3 hours. And this devotee is Anand Vrindavan Prabhu. The spiritual master is glorifying the devotee. He likes to hear. That same glorification Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke about our Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was recommended for initiation in the Gaudiya Math, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "Yes, I will initiate him." He likes to hear. Because Prabhupada would sit in one position with a straight back and hear hours together Harikatha from his Guru Maharaj. He would not go away. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur noticed that. Said, "He likes to hear. I will initiate him." Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has started the system of giving first initiation, Harinam, and then Mantra Diksha, Gayatri Diksha later on. But for Prabhupada, our Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave first and second initiation at the same time, same day. Knowing Prabhupada was so qualified. So Anand Vrindavan Prabhu asks those same questions in different ways. How we can become perfect in this lifetime? How we can please Krishna in this lifetime? How we can go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime? For our sake. And he is clarifying all his doubts from his spiritual master. And then when he sits to preach, what potency is there? What potency is there in his words? Such amazing nectar. And there is one devotee, Digvijay Prabhu, he got initiated. I don't know his initiated name. I think it is Divya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, something like that. But this Digvijay Prabhu, he puts the lectures of Anand Vrindavan Prabhu on YouTube. Anand Vrindavan official YouTube channel. I watch those lectures regularly. And in my heart, I have accepted Anand Vrindavan Prabhu as my Shiksha Guru. I even told him this when I met him in Krishna Balram temple in Vrindavan Dham. And he told me, "Prabhu, you do your duties to your family members, to your professional colleagues. Do your duties, but never compromise on Krishna consciousness. Never compromise on Krishna consciousness." He chants more than he doesn't reveal how much he chants, but he chants more than 64 rounds every day. And on Haridas Thakur, Tirobhav Tithi, once a year, he gets all these devotees to his house and they chant 192 rounds. 3 times a week, he invites devotees to his house in Borivali. And they sit, they start at 4:30 in the morning. He's already chanting there, but devotees start coming at 4:30, 5 o'clock. And they sit and chant. 3 times a week, they chant 64 rounds together. Nobody is allowed to leave until you finish 64 rounds. He is such an inspiring personality. Whenever I feel low in spiritual life, or I feel weak, or I feel the attack of anarthas, I turn on Anand Vrindavan Prabhu's lecture. Because this personality has taken Krishna consciousness very, very seriously. Before coming to America in 2007, I went to meet Gaur Gopal Prabhu because I was very close to Gaur Gopal. At that time, he was not very famous. He was preaching in Nair Hospital, Nair Medical College, where I was a lecturer in surgery. And previously, he used to come to JJ Hospital to preach where I was doing MBBS. So I know him from the first day of my MBBS, 1998 August. He is the first lecture I heard in ISKCON, Gaur Gopal. I still remember. He was talking about Parikshit Maharaj. And he was talking about Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. And he was saying how advanced it was. It was supposed to kill only the child in the womb of Uttara. And he was asking us, do you have such advanced atomic bombs that it can kill just the target without any collateral damage? I still remember. That was the first lecture I heard in August 1998. And I started chanting two rounds. So Gaur Gopal Prabhu is the first devotee, my Vartama Pradarshaka Guru, who showed me the path. So before coming to America, I went to meet Gaur Gopal Prabhu. I still remember in the temple hall of Radha Gopinath temple. And I told him, Prabhuji, I am going to America on a student visa. Although I am a lecturer in Nair, I want to make more money. I want to have a comfortable lifestyle. I want to have sense gratification. I am going to America. And please bless me, Prabhu, that I don't forget Krishna. It was a very difficult phase in my life. Personally, I was going through a lot of personal turmoil, emotional turmoil. Very difficult. I didn't want to leave Nair Hospital. I had a permanent lecturership, BMC, a permanent job with pension and everything. I was only 27 years old. And I wanted to live and die in Radha Gopinath Temple. I said, I can assist Gaur Gopal Prabhu in preaching in Nair Hospital, boys' hostel. I have a secure job. My salary was 21,000 rupees. It was not enough, but I thought it will increase. The 6th, 7th pay commissions will come, it will increase. I will be happy. At least there is job security. I am doing surgeries. And there are so many devotees, they would bring their father, uncle from the village. Oh, inko hernia hai. He has got hernia. He has got this problem, hydrocele. Can you do surgery? And free of cost, I used to do surgery for them. I used to give them priority on the operating list and do it. So I was able to do Vaishnava Seva. And Radha Gopinath was next door. So I thought I will live and die in Radha Gopinath. I will retire and I will never leave Radha Gopinath temple. It was my determination. But somehow, circumstances, they changed in my life and I was forced by a family situation. I was forced to leave my permanent job. I was forced to leave Nair Hospital. So in my heart, I was very broken and I told them that what to do. I have been asked to earn more money to make it on my own. So I am being forced to leave. I am going. But I am very afraid I will forget Krishna if I go to America. Because I am from a small town in Vidarbha. When I came to Bombay, it was a big jump for me. Wow, this Bollywood and this metropolis city. And I had so much desire to enjoy in Bombay. Somehow, you saved me, Gaur Gopal Prabhu. Somehow, your preaching saved me. You connected me to Gaurang Prabhu. And I'm chanting now. I got initiated also. But now, I am going to even a better place. Better than Bombay. More sense enjoyment than Bombay. And that is America. And first, I came as a student to Orlando. And of all the places, I am going to Florida, Orlando. The place of enjoyment. So I told Gaur Gopal Prabhu, please have mercy on me. Please bless me. And I put my head on Gaur Gopal Prabhu's his saffron dhoti. I still remember. And I was crying. And he was rubbing his hand on my head. And he said, I will give you two gifts before you go to America. And I said, thank you, Gaur Gopal Prabhu. I looked at him. He said, not two. I'll give you three gifts before you go. And then he gave me a very beautiful gift, which I still have. He gave me a tulsi leaf offered at the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan. He gave me a small bottle of Yamuna gel. And he gave me Vraj Raj. He said, you are leaving Radha Gopinath. You are leaving all of us and going. And I was crying. He said, you are leaving and going. But don't worry. Prabhupada is always there with you. You hear Prabhupada's lectures. Vraj Raj, you take Vraj Raj with you, you take Yamuna water, and you take the tulsi leaf offered at the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. You are going, but Vrindavan is coming with you. You always keep this with you. Always keep. And to that I have kept. That was the first gift. Second gift, he said, you like to hear stories, you like to tell stories, so I will tell you a story which you have not heard. You can keep it in your heart, and you can share it for the rest of your life. This story is told by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Maharaj. And Gaur Gopal Prabhu told me that famous story which I have shared with you all, I think, in the past about the one desire of Lord Ram, one desire of Narasimha Dev, two desires of Lord Ram, three desires of Krishna, and unlimited desires of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He told me that story that day as I was leaving. And he said, third gift is, I will take you to Anand Vrindavan Prabhu. You associate with him and you just follow his instructions and your life will be perfect. He said, Radhanath Maharaj has said that Anand Vrindavan Prabhu is one grahastha who is performing pure devotional service. He is uncompromising and he is such a source of inspiration. Such a source of inspiration. And Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was sitting in the temple hall as we were talking, and he was sitting, he had come from a stock exchange building and he was chanting japa, extra rounds in the evening. And he always used to keep one napkin on his feet because you don't show your feet to the deities. So he was wearing shirt pants coming from office. So with dhoti, it's easy to cover your feet. So he was sitting with shirt pant and he was covering his feet with a napkin. He was sitting there. And Gaur Govardhan Prabhu said, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, sorry to disturb you in your japa, but this bhakta is going, Adigadhar Prabhu is going to America. And before he goes, I want to connect him with you. So please talk to him for a few minutes and tell him. He's a grahastha. Please counsel him. Please tell him, share some nectar with him. And Gaur Govardhan Prabhu left. And then I was sitting there with Anand Vrindavan Prabhu. And Anand Vrindavan Prabhu said, I am so fortunate to meet you, Adigadhar Prabhu. I said, Prabhu, why are you fortunate to meet me? I am fortunate to meet you. He said, no, just now when Gaur Gopal Prabhu was introducing, he said, this is Adigadhar Prabhu, he is a very sincere devotee. Because you are a sincere devotee, I am very grateful to meet you. Because the purpose of life is to spend time with sincere devotees. So thank you, Prabhu, for your association. Like that he told me. That was the first one-on-one interaction, 2007, with Anand Vrindavan Prabhu. And then he again instructed me the same thing. He said, do your bhajan very intensely. Your 16 rounds should be top quality, attentively, sit in one place during Brahma Murta. Before 7 a.m., 16 rounds must be done every single day. And you should pray to Krishna that if one day your japa is not good, Krishna should punish you. Because unless Krishna punishes, we don't come to know that we are deviating. So I pray that if I make any mistake, I commit any Vaishnava prad, I hurt anybody, or my japa is not good, Krishna immediately punish me. Otherwise, we don't understand why the reaction is coming, this punishment is coming for what sin, we don't understand. But if you pray like this, sincerely to Guru and Gauranga, next day, if you do some ghotala, if you do some mistake, I promise you, next day you will not be able to chant properly. I experience it so many times, which means so many times I do nonsense. But it is good because that punishment makes you serious. So Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was telling in a lecture I heard, if you want, I can share it. It's in Hindi. But if you want, you can tell me. I can share it with you. This lecture, it is worth hearing. It is worth listening. It is, I think, 1 hour, 20 minutes, something. Very, very amazing lecture he gave on the glories of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is such a, I have never heard such a lecture in my life. It is such an amazing lecture. There he talks about one very great ISKCON devotee called Gudakesh Prabhu. Gudakesh Prabhu, I think, is a disciple of Srila Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj or Radha Govinda Maharaj. One of them, I'm not sure whose disciple he is, but Gudakesh Prabhu chants 128 rounds every day. He chants 128 rounds every day. It takes him 12 hours. It takes him 6 hours for 64 rounds. Many devotees can chant 64 rounds in 5 hours. Gudakesh Prabhu chants very nicely, clearly, slowly. It takes him 6 hours. So 12 hours for 128 rounds. He chants every day. So Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was saying that, I'm sorry, some of you may have heard this story. Yesterday itself, I quoted this story in the Bhagavad Gita class, in the Bhagavatam class, and in the morning, now again, I'm quoting third time. In the last 12 hours, I'm quoting the same story, but it is so inspiring. This Gudakesh Prabhu, he is a very, very wonderful devotee. I think he lives in Bombay, Mira Road congregation. Very, very wonderful devotee. Even I've heard one lecture of Radha Govind Maharaj where Radha Govind Maharaj is glorifying Gudakesh Prabhu like anything. Amazing. So this Gudakesh Prabhu, I think he's a disciple of Radha Govind Maharaj, but I'm not 100% sure. So he has two children apparently, one son and one daughter, and he decided to get them married on the same day. They had a suitable match and the Muhurta was there, so he decided to get them married on the same day. And of course, he's a prominent preacher, so lot of Prabhupada disciples, sannyasis, ISKCON devotees, they were going to attend. So he had to make hotel reservations for them. Many devotees were staying in his house. So many things were going on. But he chants 64 rounds. And his schedule was, wake up at 2 o'clock and 2 to 8, you chant 64 rounds in 6 hours in one position, sitting attentively. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 8 o'clock you get up, you spend time with family, have breakfast, talk to them. 9 o'clock office, 5 o'clock come back. Again, you do your puja, gaur arti with family members. You talk to family members, spend time with them, read some Bhagavatam, hear some Bhagavatam. Even in the office, lunch break, hearing katha, going to office, hearing lectures. And then in the evening, you sleep at 9 o'clock. You sleep at 9 o'clock, you wake up at 2 o'clock, 5 hours of sleep. 64 rounds, 9 o'clock office. That was his daily routine. And weekend, he would chant more. This was the Gudakesh, this is Gudakesh Prabhu's schedule for years. Now that he is retired, he is doing 128 rounds, 12 hours of chanting. So people want to retire fast. Anandrita Prabhu deals with this extensively in his lectures. But they want to retire so that they can enjoy. They can go to Florida, they can go for vacations, they can go on cruise ships. Like my patient, they want to go to casino. That is not the purpose of retiring. After retirement, our bhajan, our swadhyay should become even more intense. That is the purpose of retirement. Retirement means there is no excuse for not chanting 64 rounds. What else you have got to do? After retirement, you want to go, enjoy with your grandchildren. You want to enjoy with your home. You want to... Prabhuji and Matajis, as a geriatrician, I talk to my patients. Majority of my patients live in senior citizen apartment. They are apartment systems in America which are specially designed for senior citizens, 65 plus, who live on social security. So they, it's subsidized housing. They live there. They have a activity room downstairs. They have a place where they can come and eat. 3 times a day meals are given. And they have gym membership. So I will tell you the schedule of my typical patients. They wake up late. Then they come down. They read newspaper while eating breakfast. They chat, gossip. Then they go up. They take a bath. They come down. And they play cards. They play a game called bingo. I don't know what this bingo is, but it's apparently a very popular game. All my old patients are playing bingo. They play this game called bingo. They play cards. They chit-chat. They talk. They play board games. For hours, they play Monopoly. Wasting their time. Complete, absolute waste of time. They say, we are killing time. What to do? We are retired. Killing time. They are not killing time. Time is killing them. Time is killing us. Time is killing everyone. They are playing cards. Then lunch is served. Then they eat meat in their lunch. Breakfast is bacon. I think bacon means pig. I'm not sure, but I think it means pig. Lunch will be all this steak and pepperoni pizza and chicken soup. I don't know. Nonsense. They will eat all this horrendous karma. Then afternoon, they will take their nap. They will sleep. They will, in their room, they have TV. Then whole afternoon after waking up, they will spend time watching TV till it is time for dinner. Then they come down for dinner. And again they go and they watch late night shows and movies until they fall asleep with the TV on. They don't shut the TV. I say, why? Because we feel lonely. We live alone. We feel scared and lonely. So that noise of the TV, we keep it on. And then they ask me for sleeping pills. I tell them, you have the TV on. How can you sleep peacefully with that TV on? You want to keep the TV on because you feel lonely. There is emptiness in your life. And to help you fall asleep with the TV on, you are asking me for a prescription of Ambien, a sleeping pill. It makes no sense. Why don't you read the Bible before going to bed? Why don't you read the holy scriptures? I will give you books to read if you want. Read those books. But this is the schedule of a typical retired person in America, my dear friends. We don't want to become like this. Retirement means intense bhajan. So anyway, now 128 rounds, Gudakesh Prabhu is chanting. Minimum. Like 16 is minimum for us, 128 is minimum for him. Whole day, chanting should never stop. The Sankhya that we talk about is the Sankhya that we chant attentively on the Japamala. either sitting down in one position or standing in front of Krishna or walking in front of Krishna. But exclusive chanting. iPhone should be far away. We are not doing any other activity while chanting. That is the Sankhya. So that we have to decide whether it is 32, 48, 64 or more. You decide the Sankhya. But remaining day, the chanting should never stop. When we are driving, when we are walking from the parking lot to the hospital, or when we are doing grocery shopping, we are in Whole Foods shopping. The tongue has to vibrate. The naam should never stop. Because we don't want to forget Krishna. The best way to remember Krishna is to chant His holy names. So he, at that point, when his children got married, Gudakesh Prabhu was chanting 64 rounds. Now, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu is such a personality. He is always thinking about bhajan. And whenever he meets, he talks about bhajan. Whenever he meets, he will ask you, so which lecture did you hear, Prabhu? Can you share with me what you heard? Which book did you read? Which canto are you reading from Bhagavatam now? He will ask. All his questions also will be related to bhajan. That is his nature. And that is how friendship should be. That is how we should be as devotees. So he asked, Gudakesh Prabhu, both your kids are getting married. How is your 64 rounds going? How are you managing? So Gudakesh Prabhu said, no problem. Most of the guests, they wake up at 6 o'clock. By that time, my chanting is done. He said, how? He said, see, I sleep at 10 o'clock. I used to wake up at 3 o'clock. But now that everybody is busy with this, so much activities there in the house. Everybody is busy because of marriage, guests, this and that. So many preparations have to be made. I am not able to sleep till 3 o'clock. So I sleep till midnight. So I sleep at 10 o'clock. I wake up at midnight. And from 12 to 6 in the morning, I chant. Just imagine. So, instead of 2 to 8, now he's going 12 to 6. So, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was very inspired by this. This is how we have to... Now, confidentially he's telling this. Huh? Not Gudakesh Prabhu is not announcing in his lectures that this is how I'm doing. He doesn't like to talk about it. He doesn't even like Anand Vrindavan Prabhu mentioning his name and talking about his bhajan. But it is so inspiring that we have to do it. If I tell you that there is one devotee in ISKCON who is doing like this, it will not go deep in your hearts. But when I tell you it is Gudakesh Prabhu, he is a second generation ISKCON devotee, disciple of Radha Govinda Maharaj, who is disciple of Prabhupada. Gudakesh Prabhu is our contemporary. He lives in Bombay. You can look at his lectures online. You can look at his photo. And he is doing. When such details are given, then it goes in the heart. Then we can relate that, yes, this is not just some fictitious figure. This is Gudakesh Prabhu who is doing it. If he can do it, I can also try to follow in his footsteps. So Gudakesh Prabhu told Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was very, very inspired by this. So Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, he felt very inspired. And then he also went for the day, on the day of the wedding, for the marriage. So both his children were getting married. And Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, he held the hand of Gudakesh Prabhu and pulled him to the side. The marriage is going on. Gudakesh Prabhu's kids are getting married. So much is going on. There are Prabhupada disciples. There are so many devotees there. And Anand Vrindavan Prabhu takes him to the side for 1 second and asks him, Prabhu, today is the marriage day. How were you able to manage your rounds today? Tell me. I want to know. No, because Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was asking, his dear friend was asking, Dadati Pratigrinati Guhyam Akhyati Prasyati. This is Guhyam Akhyati Prasyati. Inquiring confidentially and revealing one's mind in confidence. Gudakesh Prabhu, he told Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, Prabhu, yesterday there was too much activity going on in the house. Everybody was talking, chit-chatting, preparations, this, packing. So many things were going on. Packing, return gifts, this and that. It was midnight by the time all the guests and family members went to bed. We were talking till midnight. He said, I could not sleep. I just took a bath at midnight and immediately sat down for japa. And 12 to 6, I finished my 64 rounds. I did not sleep. And 6 o'clock, everybody woke up and my chanting was done. So then what happens is, on such happy occasions, festive occasions, we don't chant our 16 rounds. We say, I will make it up. Or we chant them with very bad quality. Marriage is going on and we are sitting with a bead bag. Why? Because 16 rounds are not done. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Udhar saat phere, the marriage is going on, music is going on, Savadhan, this, that, those, everything, Mangalacharan is being chanted and we are sitting and chanting japa. Talking, chanting japa. Looking here, how much jewelry she has worn, what nice kurta he has worn. We are looking here and there and we are doing our sankhya japa like this. Why? Because too much happiness. What to do? So many guests are coming. We give so many excuses. Prabhu, I am doing practical na Prabhu. There is marriage. Not one child, two children are getting married, Prabhu. I have to take care of guests also, Vaishnava Seva, and body requires 6 hours sleep. Prabhupada said 6 hours sleep. So Anand Prabhu said, Prabhuji, you can do later on. How you gave up your sleep and you completed 64? Where you get this determination from? Gudakesh Prabhu said to Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, Prabhuji, I have had so many births. I must have had so many children in my previous births and I must have gotten them married so many times in the past births. Today my two children are getting married. It's a big occasion. I have invited so many guests. Where are my wives from previous birth? Where are my children from previous births? Where are they? Tell me. Have they come to thank me? Have they come to attend this wedding? I don't even know where they are, who they are. He said, many births I have taken. Many times I have arranged the wedding of my children. It's a duty. Grihastha ashram we have entered, we have to fulfill our duties. He said, these children also will pass. This birth will also pass. I'll get another set of parents, another set of children, another spouse. This thing goes on in the material world, he said. As long as they are in the material world, these things will go on. But we should not forget Krishna. These things will go on. But Krishna is still waiting for us that we'll turn towards him. How can I neglect my Krishna? How can I not fulfill my commitment to him? He said, yes, Prabhu, my quality was not good. I was tired. I didn't sleep. Quality of 64 was not good, but I chanted. In one position I sat, I chanted on my asana, 64 rounds. Anand Vrindavan Prabhu was saying, how can Krishna give up the association of such a devotee? Can you imagine how pleased Krishna must be, Guru Maharaj must be, Prabhupada, how proud Prabhupada must be of this bhakta, who is taking his chanting so seriously. Prabhupada said one sentence, that chanting your 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is 99% of your spiritual life. And this grand disciple of mine, Gudakesh Prabhu, has taken it so seriously. Anand Vrindavan Prabhu has taken it so seriously. Prabhupada will be so proud of them. Krishna will be so pleased with them. Our Shankar Bhagwan, Vaishnavana Vakashapa will be so pleased with such devotees. And when Krishna is pleased, we get more. So now Gudakesh Prabhu is chanting 128 rounds. Just see. And we are thinking why we cannot increase our Sankhya. Why we cannot increase the quality and quantity of our bhajan. It is because we have not pleased Krishna. E punya koribe jabe Radharani sukhi hobe. Dhruva ati boli to matai. Prabhupada says, if Radharani is pleased, then Krishna will bless us. And when Krishna blesses us, then our bhajan increases. 16 rounds only we are not doing properly. How we can increase our sankhya? It is not possible. Sankhya purva kanama ganamati. We have to do our sankhya very nicely. Then Krishna will bless us with more bhajan, more depth. And then we'll just enter into greater and greater and greater and greater depths of bhajan. So it is time. I wanted to speak about Shankar Bhagwan, but we got lost. Sorry, I got lost. I even forgot what I was talking about. But like that. So we have to make friendship with devotees who are like-minded. My dear friends, it is very easy to get distracted in Krishna consciousness because we are in this Kali Yuga and America, Western world, so much distraction. Krishna consciousness is number one priority. We will take care of everybody. We will give them vacation. We will give them nice food. We will take them shopping. We will earn money. We will do our job. We will do everything. But Krishna consciousness should never get compromised. Our bhajan should never get compromised. There are so many examples in ISKCON of devotees with nice sadhana, nice bhajan. We should associate with them, my dear. We should discuss bhajan. We should discuss sadhana. It is very essential. We should not be happy-go-lucky devotees. We should be very, very intensely devotional devotees. We should take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Only then we can relish bhakti rasa. Only then the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam will open up. Only then we will be able to relish Harikatha and share Harikatha. It is so nectarian, so beautiful. So many beautiful pastimes are there. So let me just finish this pastime that I was discussing, Vishvakshena. So Vishvakshena, he was thinking like that, that this Shankar Bhagwan is so merciful. I was talking about who becomes ghost and bhoot. So these people who are extremely sinful, who commit suicide, they become bhoot. They become bhoot. They don't get a material body. And similarly, Mayavadis are people who want to merge into Krishna, Sayujya Mukti. They want to commit spiritual suicide by becoming one with Brahman, by losing their spiritual identity. They want to commit spiritual suicide. And this Vishwaksena was thinking, Mayavadam asat chastram prachannam bauddham uchyate mayava vihitam devi kalau brahmana murti. This Shankar Bhagwan comes in Kali Yuga as Shankaracharya and preaches Mayavad as a service to Krishna, to make the preaching field fertile for Mahaprabhu to come. So wonderful. So Shankar Bhagwan is elevating the Bhutas by giving his association to them and making them chant Ram Nam, making them chant the holy name. And so that is people who have committed material suicide, the Bhutas. Bhutana, Shankar Bhagwan elevates them gradually by his association. And those who commit spiritual suicide, the Mayavadi, Shankar Bhagwan comes as Shankaracharya, attracts them, and then, without them even realizing, gives them Jagannath Ashtakam, gives them Bhaja Govinda, Sotra. Somehow brings them in Jagannath Puri, establishes headquarters in Jagannath Puri, and takes them to take darshan of Jagannath. And whoever takes darshan of Jagannath is elevated. Gives them Jagannath Prasad to eat. Shankaracharya is doing all this. So even the Mayavadis, he is elevating. He is elevating them. Thinking like this, Vishwaksena went into ecstasy, looking at the Shivalingam. And then he was praying that the tamogun of this world, whether it is Bhuta or it is Mayavadi, Shankar Bhagwan is removing the tamoguna. By taking the superintendence of tamogun, by becoming the guna avatar of tamogun, Shankar Bhagwan is destroying the tamas of these people infected by tamogun. He is so great. And looking at the Shivalinga made of stone, he thought of Narsingha Bhagwan. And he thought Narsingha Bhagwan also, he comes and he kills the demons who are influenced by the mode of tamogun. And thinking like this, looking at the Shila, this Vishwaksena, he offered Ganga Jal to the Shivalingam, and because he was thinking of Narsingha Bhagwan, in his ecstasy he said, Shri Narsimhaya Namah, and he offered Ganga Jal. As soon as he did that, this prince, the son of the king of that province, who was a Shiv Bhakta, he became so angry. With his sword, he attacked Vishwaksena, who was a pure Vaishnav, to chop off his head. Vishwaksena is in ecstasy, thinking of Shankar Bhagwan and Narsingha Dev, and is worshipping the Shivalingam. And this prince comes with his sword to chop off the head of Vishwaksena. At that point, Narsingha Bhagwan, who had appeared from a stamba, from a pillar to protect Prahlad, Hare Krishna, our beloved Narsingha Bhagwan appeared from Shankar Bhagwan, appeared from Shivalingam. The Shivalingam cracked open, and from that Shivalingam, Narsingha Bhagwan appeared. And he chopped off the head with his sword of this wicked prince who was trying to attack the devotee Vishwaksena. Such a beautiful story, which tells us that in this sense, as Shivji, Shankar Bhagwan is playing the role of a Sadguru, elevating us, bringing us closer to Krishna, giving the devotees Nishkapat Kripa. There is Kapat Kripa and there is Nishkapat Kripa. For Ravan, he gave Kapat Kripa, cheating blessings to elevate him. But when a pure devotee, with pure devotion, pure devotee of Shankar Bhagwan approaches him. Then he gives Nishkapat Kripa. Then the sincere devotee of Shankar Bhagavan asked him, please give me Chintamani stone, touchstone. And Shankar Bhagavan told him, go to Sanatan Goswami. He will give you the priceless jewel. That is Nishkapat Kripa. He gave Krishna consciousness. And coming in touch with a pure devotee like Sanatan Goswami, immediately that person became a pure devotee. He never left Vrindavan. Never left the service of Radha Madan Mohan. So Shankar Bhagavan is like that. Very, very. Because he is so dear to Krishna, he is Sakshadhari. He is non-different from Krishna. So Shivratri is coming. And in these verses, we are reading the glories of Shankar Bhagavan. This is not a coincidence. We are very grateful. So let us be very respectful towards all living entities. Let us worship Shankar Bhagavan with the right mood. That, hey Shankar Bhagavan, please give me eternal service to Radha Madan Mohan. Please make me a devotee of Krishna. Then Shankar Bhagavan will be very pleased. So these are some of the thoughts I wanted to share with all of you, my dear friends. Thank you for tolerating me. The time is up. Does anyone have any comment or correction or question? Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Very, very wonderful, beautiful class, Prabhu, very inspiring. And I just want to say, won't take too much time, just want to say that you spoke about Anand Vrindavan Prabhu. And hearing from him is like creating that urgency of taking up Krishna consciousness. And how I was introduced is like, I keep thinking that Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha in Vrindavan, you Amrinder Prabhu and Anand Vrindavan Prabhu were outside Prabhupada's room, and I just excitedly said Hare Krishna to Amrinder Prabhu. And then when he came here, he asked me, Amrinder Prabhu asked me, do you hear his lectures? Then I said, Prabhu, no. And after that, I just started hearing regularly. And it's just life transforming, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. And thank you very much for sharing your personal things, how you do things, and how you share your personal practices. It's really, really very inspiring. And Prabhu, I seek your prayers that I can become serious in Hare Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much for Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kasturi Manjari Mataji. My humble obeisances to you. Jai Srila Prabhupada. My humble prayers to Guru Gauranga to bless you immensely. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. As usual, very nice instructions, nice pastimes. I request all the devotees, if they have any more questions or comments for Prabhuji, they can go ahead. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very inspiring lecture, Prabhuji. So nice to hear this. Can you please share in the group Anand Vrindavan Prabhuji's lecture? One more Prabhuji, as you mentioned, right, is lecture 2. I'm not aware of them, so I really would like to listen to them. And thank you for sharing all your realizations and your personally, when you bring about these examples, it makes it, as you say, it's closer to our heart, because it becomes so real and vivid in our eyes that that makes it more inspiring for us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji. I will share with Priti Vilasini Mataji and she will put it on the group. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for a wonderful class, especially sharing your personal experience. And whenever I hear your class, the importance of chanting more rounds and the sincere chanting, so that inspires us. At least, I'm not sure we can able to do 64 rounds, or at least we can try to be sincere at least in the 16 rounds or whatever the time what we are doing. So thank you so much, Prabhu, for your inspiration. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji, for your kind words. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा आंटी का दादा दास प्रभु कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद प्रणाम चलो प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर एवरी टाइम एसोसिएशन सो नेक्टरियन क्लास प्रभु स्पेशली लॉर्ड शिवा इज अ ग्रेट वैष्णवा एंड यू एक्सप्लेन सो नाइसली ऑल द लीलास वी आर नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू सी ऑल दैट लीला बट बाय योर प्योरिटी वी कैन सी दैट लीला प्रभु जी कैन यू प्लीज सिंग सच इज श्रीकाष्टकम for us and you are not sending that jayati jayati one loka sir please send in bhakti vruksha group dandavat pranam
hare krishna thank you very much Vrinda Gopika Mataji yes I will send you the recording and I apologize I think last time also you had asked me but I forgot but I will send it sachi sudashtakam and jayati jayati devo krishna chaitanya chandra
Sorry, Prabhuji. Second thing, I want to inform you that every time you are explaining about attentively japa and association of Vaishnava, Prabhuji, in our Bhakti Sangha japa, Priti Vilasini Gopi is maintaining so nicely, H.G. Komutiki Mataji is teaching every Friday Vishnu song and our Shyama Gopi is handling so nicely Srila Prabhupada Amrita every Friday because of her I started to read Srila Prabhupada Amrita and all Vaishnava Ma Prabhuji they are our Vinayaka Gopi she is translating in a YouTube so all Vaishnava are working hard without their association we are nothing Prabhu Anjana Gopi is staying at Texas and she is taking 3 kids class so that Prabhuji we are so fortunate all that we get such a strong association of Vaishnava koti koti dhanvat pranam to all of you and koti koti dhanvat pranam to you hare krishna hari bol
hare krishna vrinda gopika mataji yes mataji I agree with you this is such a wonderful sangha bhakti sangha japa all of you are doing such wonderful services all the names that vrinda gopika mataji took this is pure devotion where without any expectation in return hari katha hari naam is being served bhakti sangha japa group this is pure devotion there is nothing else here on this group so only krishna naam krishna katha so this is life this is devotional life it's very nice all of you are doing such nice service and guru and gauranga will certainly recognize all of you Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. We will end here. Vancha kalpataru dhascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnava vrindasi. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Chandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His grace Adhika Dadar Prabhuji ki jai. Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.